Okay, so Mishnah Berurah, we're on page 252, so we're hopefully going to finish some inside base today. Okay, so we're talking about various things we do to prepare for davening. Make sure we go to the bathroom, washing, various things. So in Tess, the Mechaber says, HaRokek lo yispal ad sheyashar dal ramos, that if someone spat, so then they shouldn't daven until they wait the amount of time it takes to walk 4 amos. You know how long it takes to walk 8 feet? Approximately 8 feet. It doesn't take that long. But again, let's finish up. That hamispalo lo yirok, and if you're davening, you shouldn't spit. Achi yishar dal amos, until you wait 4 amos. Now, the reason is, if you recall last week, we had a similar idea with other things also, because again, it's hard to concentrate. You have to concentrate. So you need this amount of time in order to concentrate, whether you spat or the various things that we were talking about last week, or also if you're davening, works the other way also. It shouldn't be that when you daven, Shmon Esrei, all of a sudden, as soon as you step back, you can do whatever you want, right? You can answer the phone, you can answer an email, right? You should be into davening, as we'll see in a little while. You should be into davening so that you can't just have an effect on you. You can't just turn it off so quickly. So the Mechaber continues, Dafka l'ritzono. This is only if you willingly spat. Like in the old days, I think I mentioned a few weeks ago when we were discussing a similar thing. I think they still do have spittoons on the bench of the Supreme Court. I mean, those spittoons must be worth a lot of money. You know, they're collector's items probably. You know, who knows who spat into those, you know, great legal minds who spat into those spittoons. But again, you know, we don't relate to that, but that was obviously, until recently, something that people used to do quite often. So this is only if you willfully do it. Avol im nizdam lo ro. Let's say you're diving and all of a sudden, you know, either because you have a sinus infection or something like that. So mutter. So then you're allowed to spit or whatever it is during mila davening or during davening, right after davening. I don't know about it's side zayin. And Ramah says, look later in side zayin, and Mishnah Shem will get to that in a few weeks. You'll see under what conditions are you allowed to spit. Now, we can understand that it's not proper to spit in the middle of davening for the obvious reasons. So in Sa'i Zion, the Meretz Hashem will discuss what situations you could do. But here the person, you know, I don't know, they're not feeling well, they have a sinus infection, whatever it could be, so they have to get rid of the phlegm. So obviously we'll allow that person to do it, or else what are we going to say? You know, keep it and then you won't be able to daven anyways. So you're allowed to. But then in Sa'i Zion, will the Meretz Hashem discuss there's parameters for that. How to do it gracefully so that you're not degrading Shmon Esrei. So Mr. Shem will get that. Good. Probably a halacha you're familiar with, or should be familiar with. Tov liten staka kol tefila. It's good to give staka before you daven Shmon Esrei, before you daven. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, because there's a pasuk banit bit staka echze panecha, because I would tzedek, excuse me, that I, tzedek usually means with truthfulness. In other words, when you approach Hashem, I will approach your face, so to speak, in Hashem, if there's whatever that means. So the idea, obviously, tzedek, tzedakah, so therefore you should get tzedakah before you daven. There's many ideas with this. You can imagine, you know, giving tzedakah, it's a big mitzvah, so you give to someone, so you're going to go to Hashem and ask for something. So obviously, you could go to Hashem and say, listen, I give to other people, so you know. So then the Mishnah Berurah goes to a discussion, when? When should you give the tzedakah? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down various minhagim. You've probably seen this in Sidurim, that some give it before Ve'osher HaKavav Mefanecha, right? So Ve'osher, you know, the Hashem has all the wealth. So some people give it then. And the various other minhagim, the Mishnah Berurah also says that there was a custom that sometimes they would collect tzedakah during Kriyas HaTorah. Not in Shabbos, obviously, but we're talking about during the week, obviously. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's incorrect. You shouldn't do that because you have to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. So all of a sudden, you know, I don't know, the old days they used to have a little kid. Sometimes it was me. You know, they thought it would get more money if a little kid went around with the tzedakah box, you know. So it sometimes worked. So, you know, so obviously you can imagine if in the middle of laning, little kid, especially, or whoever it is, you know, they jingle the pushka. It's very hard to concentrate on Kriya Satara. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't be collecting staka during that time. So, you know, sometimes they do it other times, whatever. So we don't send any little kids around. Well, we have the tzedakah boxes, and everybody uses their seichel when to give. Good. Let's go on to Tzai Gimel. Now, similar ideas we've been discussing. Here's a beautiful concept as along the same lines as we've been discussing before. Yeshasha achas kodem shiyakum lispal. You should wait before you daven. Now, obviously, we're not talking about that you did Shema, and you're up to Gal Yisrael, so you should wait then, because obviously we know you're not allowed to. You have to put Smicha Gula L'Tfilah, you have to put adjacent Gal Yisrael to Shmoneh Esrei. What we're talking about is before davening. Before davening, you see, Baruch Hashem in the shul, it's not so common, but you know, sometimes see people that come in, and they might be a little late, they run in, especially Mincha, lends itself to that. So you should wait before you start davening. Why? Pretty obvious reason. So you could focus, right? I'm running in from wherever you're running in from. Realize you're standing in front of Hashem. The Shah achas achar tefillah, and as you well know from the Chassidim Hashem, and also you should wait after you daven. You shouldn't just careen out of here. I'd like to keep you for a little while. Shotei niras alo kemasui, so it doesn't look like the davening was a burden to you. You know, you run out of here. We saw a similar idea before in a previous simanim about even when you leave shul. So when you leave shul, you walk out of shul, you shouldn't run out. But if you run out, so it looks like, you know, like, I can't wait to get out of here, right? So the same thing right after davening, right? You shouldn't just run out. And it looks like, you know, I got to get out of here. It's a burden to me. Shememayer Lot says, because it looks like it's a burden that you can't wait to get out of here. Now the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll end with this, discusses what's the Shah Achas. It says that you should wait Shah Achas. So you know a Shah is an hour. So it doesn't mean you should come an hour early. So you're probably familiar that the Gemara brings down the Chassidim Harisham used to do this. They used to come an hour before, now an hour. Somebody gave a beautiful drush on this a few months ago. But anyways, so the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, on its highest level, on the proper level, you should come an hour before to prepare yourself for davening, and wait an hour after davening. Now again, I forgot who it was spoke about this. Maybe it was Rabbi Miller last Tishma. I don't remember. It should have an effect on you. You can't davening. Why an hour afterwards? Now afterwards, because you're, you know, you have to take it all in. You're a new person after you daven. You can't just run out. So the Mishnah Berurah says that most people can't do that. A lot of people can't do that. So therefore, he says Shah Achas doesn't only mean an hour. Again, for on the highest level, it does mean an hour. It could be an hour before, an hour later, but not everybody can do that. So the Mishnah Berurah also says Shah means a certain amount, a short amount of time. So how much is a short amount of time? You should come a little before, and you should stay a little after. Shouldn't just go coming in and running out. So what's the minimum amount? So the other end of the spectrum is, and we saw this in Sadia also, the amount of time it takes to walk 8 tvachim. Not far, not long. Matter of seconds, I don't know, it depends on how fast you walk. But again, Dalet Amos is a few seconds, right? 8 tvachim, you know, a few inches. So it doesn't take you that long. But again, and finally the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Sefer Seder Ayom that if possible, when we talk about waiting, so you should wait a minimum of 8 tefachim or longer. But he says also another nice thing to do is to wait in shul until there isn't 10 people left. Remember what we were learning before, previously, Mom, that you should be one of the first people to come in. Right, it would be one of the first people to come in on the first 10. It works the other way also, that the back end, obviously there's going to be a problem if everybody keeps this out. Nobody's leaving so fast, right? You know, like it's going to take a little while. You know, but obviously you have to use your seichel, which is difficult for some people to do. But it's best, you know, if everybody's leaving, if you could be not number 10, but you'll be number 9, you know, less than that. And the concept is like we saw before, because obviously, if you're one of the first 10, so you're one of the people who brings the Shechina to the place, let's say to the shul. And obviously it works the opposite way also. So the Shechina sticks around a little while, you know, still 10 Jews, not so bad. So then the Shechina, so to speak, whatever that means, left, or whatever that means, the concentration isn't as as great, so then it's gone, so you weren't the cause of that. Okay? Oh, and then finally, I just got to tell you this, a beautiful idea of a Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, the reason why you should wait in shul, even until there's less than 10, ki gam ha-yeshiva be-beis ha-kneses hi mitzvah bifnei atzma. Sitting in a shul. Sitting in a shul, not even talking about learning or anything, obviously, if you're learning or whatever, but just the mere sitting in a shul is a mitzvah on its own. Fair shem Mishnah Berurah, if you don't believe me. Tzai Gimel, at the end of Old South. Just sitting in a shul is a mitzvah on its own. Okay? Chanan v'erakash ha-metzah kash baruch l'zak tzvel fichah kibra em tar mitzvah shnemar anay chafei